It's well before sunrise, and we are walking through the desert less than a mile from the U.S.-Mexico border. We can see the fence that separates the two countries to the south. Arizona Game and Fish Department biologist Lynn Peist scans the desert floor looking for small tracks. He is looking for the flat-tailed horned lizard. Their tracks look like handprints, no bigger than a dime. Finding them requires a trained eye, because unless they move, they are almost impossible to see. The lizard has a flat body and can easily blend into the desert sand.
The best way to find these lizards is to actually look for their tracks. So it's best to have just a nice, clean, smooth surface.
Each year, Arizona Game and Fish randomly selects areas to search for the lizard. Surveyors scan the areas in the early morning because that's when the lizards are more active. Surveyors like Peist look for any clues of the lizard's whereabouts, such as footprints, scat, or anthills, the lizard's favorite food. This is the perfect environment for the flat-tailed horned lizard. It can also be found in the sand dunes of southern Imperial County and northern Mexico in the states of Baja California and Sonora. There have been numerous failed attempts to list the species as endangered at both the state and federal level, but with the habitat divided by state and international borders, it's hard to get a good count of the lizard's population. Even though it doesn't have official endangered status, there is an Arizona law that protects the reptile.
It is illegal to pick them up or handle them, this particular species anyway. They don't make good pets. They're hard to care for. We don't encourage that, besides the fact that it's illegal.
After 3 hours of scanning the desert sand, Peist finally finds what he's looking for.
Oh, there he is.
Isn't that cool?
Oh.
The lizard has a flat and wide oval-shaped body and has 8 horns extending from the back of its head. Peist goes straight to work. He takes out his clipboard to jot down measurements as he checks the reptile's health. He says it's a male. This information will help Arizona Game and Fish estimate the total population of the flat-tailed horned lizard. He says numbers tend to fluctuate based on environmental conditions such as rainfall. The department estimates there are about 30,000 flat-tailed horned lizards in this area, but it's really hard to tell, partly because of the lizard's divided habitat. The nearby border fence, while decreasing the amount of vehicle and human traffic in the area, has divided the lizard population. There is no way to know how many live south of the border. The remaining U.S. habitat has also been fragmented with roads, power lines, public and private development, and canals, bringing water to local agriculture fields. Peist says getting a good count is important because of the lizard's role in the desert food chain.
Favored prey item for a lot of desert predators like ground squirrels, burrowing owls, other lizards and snakes. We actually lost the species, that would be a major prey item that would be lost from the ecosystem.
For now, only California is taking steps to add this animal to its endangered species list. But as we release our specimen back into the wild, Peist hopes the information we gather here will help wildlife officials better understand threats to this lizard population. For KAWC News in Yuma, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.